Okay, tonight's shiur is we're going to talk about halachot sachita and tachina, squeezing and grinding, which are the two melachot that we have on Shabbat. Both of them are very, very important. Happens a lot. Happens in everybody's kitchen, and one has to pay a lot of attention to make sure that you are not going to transgress any of these halachot. First, we're going to talk about halachot sachita. Sachita, squeezing, it comes from the melacha of mefarek. Mefarek is when you separate a mashke, a drink, the liquid, from the food itself. That considered halacha melacha of sachita. There are three different ways of doing sachita. According to Gemara, sachita zatim ve'anavim. When you squeeze olives and grapes, the isur is min haTorah. The reason is because the halacha is because ki regilim lesochtam. That's the way in the olden days what they did was that if they wanted to make juice, the most juice that was made was from olives and grapes. Therefore, these two are min haTorah. Other fruits that is not as common to squeeze them is midrabanan, and the fruits that normally nobody squeezes them, then is mutar totally to squeeze them. Now the question is, what about bizman hazeh today, that everybody squeezes fruits? Now we have oranges, you have grapefruits, you have all these fruits that people have squeezed them. Do they have the din of zatim ve'anavim? Or there's a separate halacha regarding zatim ve'anavim which does not apply to grapes and grapefruit. There's machloket rishonim, and Chazonish holds that there is nothing to do with zatim ve'anavim. Chazonish says that really any fruit that the derech is, that the normality is, that people squeeze them and make juice out of them, the issur of squeezing them is min haTorah. Therefore, any fruits, bizman hazeh, today in America, everything people are squeeze them and make fruit out of them and make juice out of them, and therefore, according to Chazonish, everything becomes sur midoraita, and the inyan of zatim ve'anavim is not only about zatim ve'anavim, it's about any fruit that the people are make juice out of them. Therefore, that makes a big chiluk. The chiluk is, the difference is that if it's isur midoraita or isur midrabanan, according to this Chazonish, kimat everything becomes isur midoraita, because everything we do, we squeeze them to make juice out of them. If you have food and a pickle, you take pickles and inside the pickle has juice in it. You don't like the juice. You want to squeeze the juice out, and you want to have the pickle by itself. You are allowed to do that. The reason you are allowed to do that, because you are not squeezing the water, the liquid is not used for anything. And the liquid is totally olech leibud, and therefore is mutar to squeeze them and get the juice out. The same thing if you have kugel. The kugel sometimes they have oil in them, and you want to squeeze the oil out of them, then that also you are allowed to do that. It's mutar. You are allowed to get the juice out, because it goes olech leibud. You throw them away, and there is no reason that should be asur. The only way that one is allowed to squeeze squeeze fruits, only if you squeeze them inside ochel, inside dry food. And one is not allowed to squeeze, let's say you want to have a lemon, you want to squeeze lemon inside the water, you are not allowed to do that. You are not allowed to squeeze a lemon inside an empty cup, you are not allowed to do that. The only thing you could do is squeeze a lemon inside a food. If you have a food, you are allowed to do that, and then you could use it. Now, according to Mishnah Berurah, the only time you are allowed to do that on the food, only if by the time you finish, the ochel is more than the mashke. In other words, the heter of squeezing inside the food only if the mashke, if the liquid is going to be mute, it's going to be limited, and the food is more than the mashke. But if by the time you finish, a lot of juice is there, and it's going to be more than the food itself, then according to Mishnah Berurah, you are not allowed to do that also. Also, one is not allowed to squeeze squeeze the fruit inside the empty cup and then take the empty cup inside the event of that your kavana melachat chila is that you want to use that mashke inside the food, but the fact that you squeeze them inside the empty cup, you are not allowed to do that. If somebody wants to have a lemon inside tea, what you can do could have sugar, then squeeze the lemon inside the sugar, then add the tea on inside the sugar. But you cannot have the tea and then squeeze the lemon inside the tea. The sugar is considered dry food, that therefore you are allowed to do that. Now, sometimes you want to cut lemon, and you take the lemon, put inside your plate, and you cut them. You are allowed to do that, even though that by you cutting the lemon, you have pieces, a little bit of mashke, a little bit of liquid sitting in the end. That's not a problem. You are even allowed to use that liquid that comes in the end. You are allowed to use that also. You don't have to worry about that. You have to throw them away. You could use them. All that happens also a lot of times that you make a salad and you squeeze lemon inside your salad. In the end, when you finish a salad, you have a lot of lemon juice sitting in the end. You are allowed to use that lemon juice also. You don't have to throw them away. And because the reason is because you never did not have a kavana to squeeze lemon and to have a lot of lemon sitting there. You did it on top of the fruit, the vegetables. That's why you are allowed to do that. Sucking a fruit. Let's say you want to have a lemon. Again, take example of lemon, and you want to suck them. You are allowed to do that as long as you are not just sucking the juice. You are sucking the old fruit. You put the old fruit in your mouth, and you're sucking the fruit with the juice. But if you just take the juice by itself, that's considered a sakhita, and you are not allowed to do that. Now, it happens that a lot of places on Friday night, for the first course, they have grapefruit, and they put grapefruit with, everybody eats them with a spoon. Are you allowed to eat that or no? Because, but the way I see it is, a lot of people just take, they squeeze the fruit, the juice out of the grapefruit, and they eat it like that. That's also to do that. The way you can do it, if you take the grapefruit and the juice together, then you are allowed to. But if you just, or your old kavana is to just squeeze the juice out of there, that's considered a sakhita, and you are not allowed to do that. What happens that, let's say, you have a piece of bread, piece of challah, you want to dip it inside soup, or let's say you want to have a piece of cookies or cakes or biscuit or anything like that, you want to dip inside a coffee or tea, and you just want to have the liquid. You are allowed to do that. It's not a problem. Also, if you have a piece of challah deep inside the soup, that also you are allowed to just squeeze or suck the juice and leave the bread or the cookies alone. Now, sometimes also what happens is that somebody wants to have orange. They take a straw, they dip it inside the orange, and they make it soft. They have the juice, the orange soft, and they put the straw inside, and they suck the juice. You are not allowed asur to do that, because your kavana is to have the liquid, the juice, and that's considered also a isur of sakhita. The Indian of sakhita is not only about fruits and food. Al sakhita also applies to other things too. Like, for instance, anything that water was drawn to it, you are not allowed to squeeze the water out of that object. Let's say you have a jacket, a coat, or shirt, anything. Cannot, you are not allowed to get your shirt. Let's say you come home Friday night, got rained out, and your suit or your shirt or your jacket full of water, you have to take them out very, very carefully without squeezing them, because by squeezing them, you are also over on the sur of Sakhita. Now, there is a eter that Rav Moshe Feinstein has, which a lot of poskim are cholekut Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds that there is not the isur of Sakhita by paper. In other words, if there's water on the table, you are allowed to take napkins or papers or anything, just put them there and pick the paper out and throw them away, because he holds that it's not a chashash of sechita, and also he says that the water olach leibud, you throw them away, then you don't have to worry about isur sechita. But everybody, that Dayan Minchat Yitzchak, Shevet Halevi, everybody is cholek with Rav Moshe Feinstein, and kimat everybody is, I haven't seen anybody who agrees with Rav Moshe on this. But kimat everybody cholek with Rav Moshe Feinstein, there was no difference between paper and anything else, and they hold us is also to have a paper to suck the water and throw them away. Some even say that Rav Moshe didn't say that, Rav Moshe meant something else. Some say Rav Moshe was chozer and this halacha. It's a lot of different ideas what Rav Moshe really meant. Therefore, one should not, if it's possible, not to rely on this and not to do sechita with papers. This halacha really...
You're sucking up the water into the paper. You're not squeezing out the paper.
No, but when, by fact, picking them up, you throw them away, that's also could be in the name of sechita. This halacha really comes to light with using wipes on Shabbat. The baby wipes is every household that they have children, they have infants, the Indian of wipes, baby wipes is very applicable and could be a shela. Now, I had years ago, almost 25 years ago, I spoke with somebody, Rabbi Bluth. He was a Talmid of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He told me that he took the wipes to Rav Moshe and showed Rav Moshe the wipes. And asked Rav Moshe, is it okay to use wipes on Shabbos? And also I asked Rabbi Weinberg, that's all. I spoke with a lot of people regarding the wipes. And I saw the teshuvot also regarding the wipes. Today, Bizman Hazeh, people would say that you should not use wipes. That's really they don't, nobody wants to get into it. But the easiest way to deal with it is that if you take the top ones normally, the bottom ones, the bottoms are more, they are wet. If you take them, then you don't need to squeeze. You could use the wipes with the water that is sitting on them already. If they are dry, then is melachash sericha legufa, then the psikresha that you have to do that. But if you use the bottom ones, there is not a psikresha, and even if it psikresha, it's not a psikresha, and even if it happens, it's lo neichale, right? Because you don't want the water to come. You have enough water in top of the wipes, and you could use that water without squeezing them. And that's, if you do that, then you are yotzei yedechova with everybody, and don't have to get into any other machloket. But there are others that say that so to use them completely. The others say that according to Rav Moshe, according to that Rav Moshe just said, that baby wipes would be mutar to be used. And this way, if you use the ones that are wet already and there is enough water sitting on top of them, then according to everybody, should be mutar to be used. Using shemate to clean the table or dishes is assur to use on Shabbat, because any type of shemate would be mama she'ela of sechita. Therefore, Friday night when you wash your dishes, you cannot use shemate to dry up the dishes to have them ready for Shabbos morning. Women that they are nursing, they have a lot of times they have a problem with their milk, and they need to pump the milk out. Pumping the milk on Shabbos is a mamash erav mefarek, and according to some poskim, it's from the Oraita. Now, you are allowed to, the woman is allowed to nurse a child, it's not a problem. But she's not allowed to have the milk inside an empty cup or empty bottle and give it to a child. What about if a woman is mamash metzayer? She has a lot of pain, she needs to get the milk out, right? The way she can do it is, she has to, if let's say, if she could throw it, she could milk it inside the sink that olech leibut, that goes to waste, then you are allowed to do that. If let's say she cannot get to the sink and she wants to do it inside a cup, then she should put some chlorine or something and pogem. Salt is not good. This has to be something that much destroys the milk. When you have the soap, right, soap is fine, put the soap inside and then milk the she milks herself inside that and then throw them away, then you are allowed to do that. The pump that she uses has obviously has to be not electrical pump, but the electrical pump would be a pump that has mamash to use that. There's no heter for that. Also, another application of sechita is to smash ice and snow on Shabbos. That also, when you have ice and you smash them to make them to water, right? That also is a sur of sechita. Now, therefore, that the halacha comes about how to use the ice on Shabbat without over on the sur of sechita. You are allowed to put ice in your cup. It's not a problem. Even though, and you could even use a spoon or something to move the ice around. Even though that by doing that the ice is going to turn to water faster, is not a problem. And even if you, let's say you have a cup and you put the ice in there and you leave it alone, the ice becomes water. You are allowed to drink that water also. It's not a problem. But you cannot smash the ice and make it water and eat and drink the water like that. If it becomes water by itself, then you are allowed to drink that water without any problems. Now, it happens that sometimes you have milk. Let's say you have a milk in your freezer and you want to use them on Shabbos morning. You take the milk out of the freezer and you put them inside the sink and you let it and you want them to defrost and use them on Shabbos. You are allowed to do that even though that by taking them out you causing the ice to melt, then that's also fine. So you are allowed to do that. Also, let's say you want to melt them faster. You want to put them next to a fire or cannot put not much closer, a little away from the fire that melts faster, that also, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you are allowed to do that, and it's not a problem. The same halacha would apply if you have ice cream, and you take the ice cream out, and let's say summer, then take ice cream out, you put it inside a cup, and the ice cream turns, you know, it dissolves, becomes like a watery, that also you are allowed to do that, it's not a problem, because you actually didn't do anything. You actively didn't melt them, just melted by itself. The question that a lot of times comes up, that are you allowed to make ice on Shabbos? Could you take water, put it inside the freezer, make ice out of them? If you need the ice on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then you could do it, you could make ice on Shabbos, not a problem. But if you don't need them, let's say Shabbos afternoon, you used your ice, and you want to put your cup or whatever you have, put it back in the freezer for Motzei Shabbos, and obviously you are not allowed to do that. That's achana. But if you need Friday night or Shabbos morning, you want to make ice for Shabbos afternoon or Shabbos morning, then it's not a problem. You could do that. Same thing also. A lot of time to Bizvan Hazeh, a lot of freezers making their own ice. You don't have to make ice anymore. Today, every freezer makes ice. You are allowed to take ice out, even though by you taking the ice out, is automatically it's going to make ice by itself. That's not a problem either, because it's not a pesik reisha. The reason you are allowed to do that is because if, let's say, you have a lot of people have pumps in their basement, right? And you have a bathroom in basement. By you pumping the bathroom, is going to take them out, right? The electricity starts up. How are you allowed to use that? You are allowed to use that. You are allowed to use it. The reason you are allowed to use it is because it's not a psychrasia. Because every time you pump, not necessarily the machine is going to work. It could be now, it could be next time, it could be third time, it could be fourth time. Every time is not a psychrasia. That's why you are allowed to use it. The same thing with the ice. Because when you take the ice out, not necessarily that when you take the ice out, right away, the machine is going to start making ices. It could be 10 minutes later, it could be half an hour, it could be an hour later. Because the fact is not a psychrasia, you are allowed to do that. Now, using a mop on Shabbos, you are allowed to do that as long as you don't do sachita with them. Those you mop and put them away without squeezing them to get the water out, that's okay, that's not a problem. You are allowed to put salt and ice outside, this is the snow or icy outside, you want to put salt on them in order to walk on them, that's also okay, it's not a problem. The problem that it's not a problem of sachita. The problem that some poskim bring up is in Surah Binyan, Mosif ala Binyan. Because when you have something, you have a road there, you put the salt on them, you're adding on to the Binyan, that could be a problem. But Lemaase, most of the poskim they say it's not a problem. Shemira Shabbos Kechadam in the Chamber of Shel Mazalman, that's it's not a problem, it's okay to do it. The question we're going to take in then. The squeezing hair, right? The hair, if you wash your hair on Shabbos, which is, if somebody goes to mikveh Shabbos morning, which by the way is a mitzvah to do that, if somebody goes to mikveh Shabbos morning, you have to be careful, and by the way, you should not go to mikveh only because you want to wash yourself. If you go every Shabbos morning, then you are allowed to do that. Not only when you feel that you need to go to the mikveh. They have to go to mikveh. If you want to use the mikveh, they have to be done every Shabbos morning. Somebody uses to mikveh, goes Shabbos morning to mikveh, or women that go Friday night to mikveh, they have to be very careful when they want to dry themselves up, they have to tap themselves. They cannot squeeze the hair. They sur midrabanan. Squeezing the hair, squeezing water from the hair is only sur midrabanan, then sur midoraita. Now, cleaning up bottles, or if you have the bathroom brush, or using steel wool on Shabbos, that happens, a lot of people ask this question, are you allowed to use this type of things to clean your dishes on Shabbos? You are allowed to do that because anything made of nylon, the issur of sachita does not apply to them. Therefore, if you have this the bathroom brushes that you clean up the bathroom with after every use, you are allowed to use them. Or steel wool. If you have steel wool in the kitchen, you want to wash your dishes with your steel wool, that also is mutar to use them on Shabbos. The only thing is that the ones that is a problem are the ones that are too close to each other. The ones that is too far apart, that's not a problem. That you most of the things, most of the steel wools and brushes, they are far apart, and therefore is mutar. But if you have those that they are too close to each other, there are poskim that hold could be the water sits there. I don't understand how it works, but I don't think even shayla with them. But the samples can hold that if it's too close to each other, it could be a problem of sachita. But if they are far apart, for sure it's not a problem of sachita, and it could use them. Now, therefore, using the toothbrush on Shabbos is not a problem of sachita bichlal. You are allowed to use them, and you could brush your teeth on Shabbos, but you cannot use a toothbrush, toothpaste, I mean, according to some poskim, Rav Ovadia However, Yosef holds that you are allowed to use a toothpaste also, and you are allowed to wash your room, to brush your teeth on Shabbos. It's not a problem at all. Because it's not a shell of Nimuach, that he holds, already also holds, you are allowed to use a soap on Shabbos also. It's not a Minag Olam to do that, but toothpaste is not of shell of Nimuach. It's kimat, looks like liquid soap. If you are using a liquid soap on Shabbos, then also according to him, you are allowed to use a toothpaste. But the minhag is, even by Sephardim, that you should not use a toothpaste on Shabbos. You could use a regular toothbrush. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says that even if you're using a toothbrush, you're cleaning your teeth, you should not wash them and put them back because of she'elav achana. You are preparing for the next day. If you're using them, you're washing, you're brushing your teeth, you should just leave it like that and don't wash them and put them away. The toothbrush, that's right. The next halacha is grinding, right? The grinding is also a melacha that kimat everybody has in their kitchen. Everybody is faced with grinding also. Now, the techinat, grinding, is the, first of all, the few parameters of halacha of grinding is, this halacha only applies by things that gidule karka. Anything that grows from the ground, the melacha of gidule karka applies to them. That's one. Also, en techina, achar techina. If something is already grinded, you cannot grind it again. Like, for instance, matzah. Matzah is the problem of techina, does not apply to them. Cookies, the problem of techina does not apply to them because they are already once they were grinded, and therefore is not, we cannot grind them again. What is the halacha of grinding really comes to play? Making a salad, Israeli salad on Shabbos morning. That's really where the problem is. By cutting, making the pieces, the vegetables, cucumbers, tomatoes, with green peppers, things like that, you cut them to small pieces, that is a problem of techina grinding. Now, you are allowed to, according to Chazon Ish, you are not, but according to Rav Poskim, you are allowed to cut, make Israeli salad if you're doing it samuch le sauda. Chazon Ish holds that even samuch le sauda cannot do small pieces, you have to still keep them big pieces, but Rav Poskim holds that samuch le sauda, close to the sauda, you are allowed to make Israeli salad, even though that you're making them to very small pieces. Now, what is considered samuch le sauda? Samuch le sauda, according to, there's a lot of different shitot, what's considered samuch le sauda, but the Arab Ben Ishchai brings that, I think, also Arab Eliashiv said that half an hour within the sauda is considered samuch le sauda. If you're making a salad between half an hour to sauda, you are allowed to make the vegetables to very small pieces. You don't have to worry. If you're doing it over half an hour, more than half an hour to sauda, then you have to make them to the bigger pieces in order to be over on the Isur of Techina. Now, the question is, what does that mean, bigger pieces? How bigger pieces? How do you make bigger pieces? Let's say, I mean, there is 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inch. What does that mean? That is very difficult to emphasize. What does that mean? What that means is bigger than normally that you make. That's what it means. Means that they have, if you make the Israelis are very, very thin, then if you want to do it over half an hour, then you have to make it bigger. That is nikar. It's not a little bit bigger. Mamma has to be shown that it's bigger than regular pieces. You are allowed to buy the meat, cheese, any of these things. You are allowed to make them very small pieces. It's not a problem. And even not samuch le sauda, you are allowed to do that. But you are not allowed to use keli amiyuchad lekach. You are not allowed to use special, the designated vessels that they do that. Because of din the chol, that you are not allowed to do. Now, the question somebody once asked was, let's say you are invited Shabbos morning to somebody's home, and you sit at the table, you see Israeli salad there. You know it was made today, right? And you know they don't know the halacha of half an hour. right? You know, they didn't make it samuch l'souda. They made it an hour before they went to shul. They made the salad, and now they're sitting there to eat. Or they have other things that you know that they didn't know the halacha of samuch l'souda. Are you allowed to eat that foods, or you cannot eat them? The food does not become asur. Because it's asur to do it, but because they did it not samuch l'souda, that doesn't make the food to a non-kosher food. Therefore, you are allowed to use the food that was made not samuch l'souda. For the same reason, if you have a piece of dust, dust on your not dust,
dirt.
There you go. Thank you. Piece of dirt on your coat. You are not allowed to get them out because that's also isur techina applies to them. But you could, what you can do, you could snatch and take them off from outside or from the other side, or you could ask a goy to do it for you. Or something else about sechita, I forgot to tell you, playing with snow on Shabbos is not a problem of sechita, by the way. It's not a Shabbistic thing to do. And also making a snowman on Shabbos is not a problem either. It's not a shela binyan, because it's not a kavua, it doesn't stay anywhere. It just melts in half an hour later. But it's not, should not do it because of kavod Shabbos and of din dechol. But it's not a isur of sechita or binyan with playing with the snow on Shabbos. Using a bidder to crack eggs or vegetables, if you have vegetables that are cooked already, you should not use the bidder to mix them up, again, only because of ovdin dechol. It's not the proper thing to do. Before, in the women's class, I said that if somebody wants to use a peeler on Shabbat, you are allowed to do that. You are allowed to use them, and the reason that some say it should not be used is because is a shela of din dechol. It's not a Shabbos thing to do. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you are allowed to use a keli to chop the vegetables to small pieces. If there is a keli miyuchad to chop the vegetables to small pieces, Rav Moshe says you are allowed to do that. And therefore, some poskim learn from this Rav Moshe that you are allowed to use a peeler also on Shabbat. Rav Ovadia holds that it's not a problem, you could use it. Shvot Bet Avi also holds it's okay. Tzelezer also holds it's okay to use a peeler on Shabbat. But there are others that they taina is a shela borer, that one should not use it on Shabbat. And the borer with kelim yuchad lakach is not much a problem. But some say that if you are allowed to peel something, that derech hakila is betach, then using a peeler is not a problem and you could use it. Therefore, because if you don't need to use it, don't use it. But if you see somebody is using it, it's not a problem. It's not there are poskim that holds it's okay to do it. Now, smashing avocado or banana for children or even for adults, the Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that it's not a problem. You could smash them, even make them to small pieces, and you could even use a fork or spoon to do that. The reason he says you could do that is interesting savara that he has. He says because when you smash them, you are not changing the shape of the avocado or banana. It's just making them softer. That's what it says. In other words, you are not turning the avocado to a liquid. You're just making the avocado or banana to a softer item. And therefore, it says you are allowed to do that. Mixing eggs cutting eggs with an egg slicer is mutar. You are allowed to do that on Shabbat also. And also, same thing, could use a slicer to slice vegetables also on Shabbat. That's also not a problem. If you have a fruit or vegetable that it was cooked and they become so soft, you are allowed to smash them and make them also, like let's say you have carrots and you want, tell you a better example. You have Shabbos morning eating your cholent, you have potatoes there. You want to smash the potatoes and make them so soft and mix them up with your the rest of the things. You are allowed to do that because according to Rav Moshe, you are not changing anything, just making the food that's there to a softer potato. You are not changing the potato from a solid food to a liquid food, and therefore it says you are allowed to do that. if let's say you have a small child, you want to give them medicine or pills on Shabbos, you are allowed to make the medication, the pills, to small pieces, smash them and make them small pieces and give it to them. The reason you are allowed to do that, because the medicine, the pills already were tochen. They already grind them and entachina chartachina, and because of that, you are allowed to do that. Now, the question that we said before, that you are allowed to cut vegetables, samukh l'sauda. The question is, are you allowed to smash fruits or to mash or something else also for it?
Chop fruits
also samukh l'sauda, the heter of samukh l'sauda only applies to cutting the fruit or mash the food also would apply to it. Chazonish holds that is not. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that mashing the food and chopping the food, also the heter of samukh l'sauda would apply to them too, and therefore is not a problem. Therefore you are allowed to do that. Now, Shabbos morning, you have egg salad, you have a chopped liver, you want to use scoops to scoop the food out, that you are allowed to use a scoop also on Shabbos, even though by using scoop, you're shaping the chopped liver or the eggs, it's not a problem, you are allowed to do that. Making baby foods on Shabbos, a lot of baby foods are made of carrots, potatoes, and bananas, avocados, all things like that. You are allowed to do that. Even the reason you are allowed to do that, as I said, the Rav Moshe's heter. This Rav Moshe's heter is a big heter. That because the food already was cooked and is already soft, making them and mashing them is not a problem of techina anymore, because you're just making the soft food to a softer food, and therefore it's mutar. You are allowed to do that. Okay, questions.